Praise the Lord and God bless you this evening, and welcome to the Tabernacle Deliverance Sunday evening service, which will be broadcasted on Tuesday night on Daily Gospel Network TV. I'm excited about what God is doing in the midst of us, for us, through us, and with us in this last day. I'm excited. Well, I had some a root canal done on my mouth on Friday, so I'm a little out of it with screaming and yelling, not just joking, but I did have the root canal done. I thank God. God brought me through that. You know, we tough guys, but when it comes out of certain, we crying. Listen, God is wonderful, and I realize that everybody don't know God, and I feel bad about that. But there's a chance that you can get to learn who God is for yourself. I'm excited today.
Amen.
Bow your heads with me for a moment. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you in the behalf of every liberal soul under the sound of my voice, whether watching this broadcast live now or watching it on Tuesday night. Oh God, I ask that you touch every liberal soul right now, God, and meet the needs in their lives. I bind the hands of the enemy from hindering them from serving you, oh God. Release their will that they can serve you, oh God. Give them a mind to serve you, oh God. I thank you for your mercies in Jesus' name. Amen. Listen, you can visit our website, Tabernacle of Deliverance, inc.org. You can become a partner with us and help us with our TV broadcast and our soon-to-be podcast. I'm just excited because you can be a part with us as we spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to reach others. So I'm excited. Visit our website, the Tabernacle of Deliverance, inc.org. And leave a prayer request or give us a testimony of what God's doing in your life so we can know a little bit more about you and visit our Become a Partner page and become a partner. Get your Bibles. It's wonderful to know Jesus. All right, get your Bibles tonight. This evening, I want to talk to you about an interesting topic that a lot of people really do lack. And a lot of people don't really know what to do. And that topic tonight is counsel. Without counsel, our lives is jacked. Without counsel, we can't make the right decisions in life that we should.
Amen.
It goes to me and everybody else. We all need counsel. We need counsel from God. We need counsel from people that we know that have good sense upstairs, because counsel is important. So let us go now to the book of Psalms and let us talk a little about counsel. Psalms 33 and verse 11 says, "The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to all generations." Let's read that again. "The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, the thoughts of his heart to our generation." That's the thing I like about this. God counsel will always stand.
Amen.
God counsel is going to stand in the midst of everything going on around us. I don't care what it is, whether it's political, financial, I don't care what it is. God counsel will always stand. That's the whole thing about God's counsel. You need to seek his counsel.
Amen.
You need to seek God's counsel. We all need to seek God's counsel to hear what he has to say about things before we run off through everything. Some things God generally gives us the wisdom to do. And there are some things you need to consult him about.
Amen.
So the scripture here says in verse 11, it said, "The counsel of the Lord standeth forever, and the thoughts of his heart to all generations." Now, he's talking about generation that passed. He's talking about this generation. He's talking about generations to come. Generations that haven't even started. People that haven't even been born. His heart is towards those generations. His heart is towards those people that they may obtain eternal life. God has allowed the Lord Jesus Christ to come that we might be saved. We might obtain his counsel. We might obtain deliverance. Amen. See, I know the preachers running around saying that God is going to do this to me. God is going to do this. God is going to do that. You know what? You know what Jesus said? I don't hear them talk about this that much. Jesus said, I come that you what? Might. Did you hear that? He said, I come that you what? Might have life and have it more abundantly. He didn't say, I come to give you life abundantly. He said that you might have it because you have to receive it.
Amen.
It's not going to happen unless you receive it. He said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. God counsels stand. He knew that some people was going to reject his counsel right off the back. He already knew that. He knew people were going to reject his salvation. But God still sent his son. That's unique. God still sent his son regardless. That's unique. The average person ain't sending a son, a daughter, nowhere if they know that they're going to be rejected. You hear me? They're not going to embarrass themselves. They don't want to deal with them people. But yet God said his counsel stands forever.
Amen.
And his heart and the thoughts of his heart to all generations. Everybody. His thoughts of his heart is that all men be saved and that all men come unto the knowledge of his grace and his counsel. That's if they want to be saved. It is something that everybody got to do. It is something that everybody has to be willing to take part in. It doesn't happen. The thoughts of the Lord's heart is that we will receive his counsel of his word.
Amen.
I'm not talking about nobody prophesying. I'm talking about accepting this Bible. That's the first thing we need to do. We have to be willing to accept God's word as it is, first off. You want to know something? Everybody know about what's going on here in the United States that happened on Wednesday. But a lot of the people, the truth is, they don't know the counsel of the United States, what I would consider to be the Constitution. If they knew the Constitution, they wouldn't have been carrying on like that. They wouldn't have been rioting. They automatically would have known what the Constitution said. And the amendment said what we should not do to our state capital.
Amen.
To our government's, our nation's capital. It is the same thing with God's counsel. People reject God without knowing what his counsel is. They don't know. They just thought by what they heard somebody say. They never took time to really find out what the counsel of God said. Did you hear me? When people stand in God's counsel, when people listen to God's counsel, when people seek God's counsel, they'll know it. When people seek to search in his counsel here, they will know what God goes for and what he do not. You can't fool me with that. Oh, I want to make a quick correction. Just ran across my mind again. On last Tuesday night, those that's watching the TV broadcast right now, I said that Moses crossed. I said that the Egyptian drowned in a river. There was no river. They drowned in the ocean. Okay, the sea. They drowned in the sea. Okay, God parted the sea. And they thought they were going to come through with the children of Israel. Those that were following Moses, went after Moses. Those Egyptians drowned. Okay, just want to clear that up. So nobody said, I heard you say that it was they drowned in a river. It was no river. It was an ocean. See, it wasn't no river. It was no little river people going by, going up the Nile. No, it wasn't that. It was the sea. All right. I just want to clear that up with somebody even around saying, I know he's a lying wonder because he ran around saying it was a river.
Amen.
I ain't no lying wonder. Go ask God about me. He'll tell you I ain't no lying wonder. All right. You claim to know God? Go ask him. Okay. I just wanted to clear that up. Now, listen, I want to say this too. Anytime I ever make a mistake or misquote something in the scripture, I'm going to come back that next service and make sure it's corrected. They very rarely make mistakes like that. It's just that it came out, I said, a river. But I will let you know, I stand for what God's word said. I'm not going to twist his word to satisfy me or nobody else. I just want to let y'all know that. So y'all be saying, oh, what? Okay, so let's get that straight. Okay. All right, now let's move on. Let's go to Numbers. We're talking about counsel today. Let's go to Numbers chapter 31. Numbers chapter 31 and verse 16. Listen to this. Listen to this. Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of error, and there was a plague among the congregation of the Lord. Listen to this one more time. Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in the matter of Peor, and there was a plague among the congregation. That's something to think about. We're talking about counsel. It makes a difference where and who you get your counsel from. Just imagine a president getting, or a leader of a country getting counsel from wicked dummies that don't know what they're talking about. And he follows this counsel and he goes along with this counsel, and it destroys the nation. This is the case of Israel. Israel accepted counsel from the leaders and prophets of Balaam. They didn't want to listen to the counsel of God. They didn't want to listen to the service of God. They'd rather listen to lies. I'm going to read it again. Behold, these caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord in a matter of error, and there was a plague amongst the congregation. You got to be careful. You got to be careful who you take counsel that cause curses of all upon you. Did you hear me? The people that you listen to can cause you and your family and those around you to be cursed. And believe me, I do know some families that's really cursed. You got to be careful. I know one family, listen to this. I know one family that's cursed with the spirit of homosexuality through the men. I'm serious. All the men in there are homosexuals in the family. I was blown away. I said, what? You got to be careful who you be around, who you listen to counsel for. Israel chose to listen to Balaam leaders. Balaam leaders are the wicked devils. They're following the devil. And what they did was, the leaders of Israel followed them. The scripture says, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. That's how you got to be. I'm not following Balaam. The minute I find out the devil's in, I'm gone. Bye-bye. But the children of Israel chose to follow the leaders of Balaam. Now here's the results of following them. That's why you got to be careful. It said, behold, they caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit trespass against the Lord. You're already in trouble. You done committed a trespass against the Lord. You're already in trouble. They did two things. One, they listened to Balaam instead of the leaders of God. Number two, they trespassed against the law. They were in a mess. What can you expect but God's judgment? So the Bible says, behold, they caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to commit a trespass against the Lord in a matter of error, and there was a plague amongst the children of Israel. We got a plague going on now with this virus. Now they're talking to the nerve variant of it up, running loose. And they say it's more contagious. We need to stop lying to ourselves.
Amen.
We need to stop following Balaam and get a hold of God. You want to know something? A lot of preachers disagree with me when I say that y'all don't need to go in your church buildings. It's still too risky. He don't know what he talked about. But the problem with that is you don't know who has the virus. That's the problem.
Amen.
There's nothing wrong with you serving the Lord in the house of God. There's nothing wrong with that. You're supposed to. But you don't know who's carrying the virus. Going to come in your building and destroy your sheep. Do you want to answer to God for your sheep being destroyed because you refuse to do something to protect them? You got to use wisdom. You got to get counsel from God. Did you hear me? You got to get counsel from God and let him direct your steps. Stop letting people direct you and let God direct you. If you live right, you should be able to go to God and get some counsel from him.
Amen.
When you walk before God. I mean, really walk. I'm not talking about being religious. I'm sick of this nonsense, this religious nonsense. I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about you really being saved, really walking with God for yourself. Ain't no preacher could do that for you. Ain't no preacher could live right for you. Ain't nobody living right for you but you.
Amen.
You could call yourself a conservative Christian, a Pentecostal Christian, or whatever you want to call yourself. I know one thing. You better have been washed in Jesus' blood. You better have been getting counsel from God. You're going to be lost. You better go read that story about the 10 virgins. You better get your head out of the mud. That's for sure. You better get your head out of the mud. That is for sure. There was a plague amongst the children of Israel because they follow the counsel of Balaam. And by their following the counsel of Balaam, they caused a trespass against the Lord. You don't overstep your boundary. You don't violate the thing that God already told you not to do. And now you want God to come rushing to your aid. I never forget the story of a young lady. She went out witnessing and went to this man's house, and she said he raped her. He raped her. That young lady had any counsel before God, that would have never happened. Because God would have told, don't go to your man's house by yourself. Don't do that. You talk about you're going to witness somebody? You better have some people with you. You ain't can't go there by yourself. Take a brother with you. Take somebody with you. You cannot do that. But because we listen to the wrong counsel, we get messed up. I know young brothers that came into church straight, went out gay. That sounds funny. They came in church straight. God hooked up with some so-called saved brothers and went out switching like a little girl. And some of them are big, strong men. I don't bite my tongue. My tooth hurt from the root canal, but I don't bite my tongue.
Amen.
The counsel you get will either make you or break you. Israel wind up with a plague before God because of their disobedience.
Amen.
That's something to think about. Their disobedience, it was what caused the plague on their lives. That's something to think about. That's truly something to think about. The plague. All right, now, you know what? I know another story of another young lady that I know. God blessed her. Allowed her to get a real nice apartment. When she was younger, she had little kids. But the Lord kept warning her. Stay away from those people. Those people mean you no good. Stay away from those people. They mean you no good. She would not listen to the counsel of God. God was talking to her directly. God was sending people to warn her directly. She would not listen. Oh, we friends, I'm praying for them. After a while, things took place that shouldn't have. She lost the apartment. She remained homeless with her children for about 10 or 11 years. Might have been a little longer than that. Winding up in hotels, winding up here, winding up there. I'm serious. And she testified to it. If I only had listened. We follow Baal and we get Baal results.
Amen.
That's true. Follow Baal. You're going to get Baal results. Follow God, you're going to get godly results. The Bible said, I have not seen, ears have not heard, neither have it entered in the hearts of men. The thing that God has prepared for them that love him. You look at that verse. It tells us our incompetence and ignorance can cause doom.
Amen.
Did you hear me? It can cause doom for you and those around you. And that's exactly what happened. Folks died from that plague. I don't know what the plague was, but they died. You got to be careful. The devil don't like us anyway, you know? Come on, let's be realistic. He's not going to full on roll over. People have this comprehension. You can make deals with him. You're special. You ain't special. He don't care about you. Let's move on. Let's go to 1 Kings chapter 12. Verse 8. And it reads as such. But he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men that were grown up with him, and which stood before him. Verse 9. And he said unto them, what counsel give ye me, that we may answer this people, which have spoken to me, saying, make the yoke which the Father put on us lighter. Let me read it again. Verse 8, 1 Kings chapter 12. It says, but he forsook the counsel of the old men, which they had given him, and consulted with the young men which had grown up with them, and which stood before him. And he said unto them, what counsel give ye, that we may answer this people, which spoken to me, saying, make this yoke which thy father did put upon us lighter. Pardon me. That's funny. The old man had wisdom trying to tell the young king, listen, if you want these people to serve you, to be your subjects, because that's really what you are when you have a king, your subjects. If you want them to serve you, make their load lighter. Take all that hard yoke off them. They're not ox. Take the yoke off them.
Amen.
Make things better for them.
Amen.
So he told all the men, no. I ain't listening to you. Get out of here. I'm going to my friends. My young friends. They're going to tell me. And he went to his young friend who served Balaam. And they told him, listen. You got to read through the story. Listen. Don't make it lighter. Make it harder. Tighter on them. Well, as the story goes that you read, he did do that. And as the story goes, it caused him his life. Those people rose up against him after a while. You got to be careful who you listen to, king or not. Wise counsel in any area of life is important. I know some people that deal with the stock market. And they, some of them listen to everything the gurus, and big shots say, you should invest here. You should invest there. Little do they know that these big shots are being paid by those very companies they're telling them to invest in. And then some people take all their money and invest in it. And that guru knows for a fact that that company is going bad, is going bankrupt, is going to get delisted after a while. But yet the little guy don't really know all this stuff because he want to make some money. He honestly puts his money in and invests my stock and find out the company wind up getting delisted. Or the stock tank. You're not getting your $10,000 back if you put it in there. But the guru didn't tell him that. Wise counsel is important in every area. Amen. In marriage, in job, owning a business, being a pastor, amen, walking with God. You don't have counsel? You don't have wise counsel? I'm telling you, in all those areas, your life is going to be jacked. In a sort of sense, a lot of wealthy people don't like their children to marry poor people for one reason. They don't want them to bring them down. Amen. That's not always the case. A poor person is going to bring them down. But excuse me, that's how they look at it. They're looking at the poor person going to bring the family down, family name down. So they don't want you to marry. Some pastors are the same way. They don't want you to marry. You can't marry him because so. Yeah, they do it. You know, he's not like us. You can't marry him. You can't marry him. Wise counsel makes all the world of difference in your lifespan.
Amen.
Wise counsel can save you from getting shot, run over, blown to bits. People say, oh, you're harsh. No, I'm realistic. This king was so foolish. He figured the older people didn't know nothing. They're older. They got to know something, dummy. He realized that the young people that he grew up with. What do they know? They're still growing up with you. But however, their counsel was better than somebody that's been around a long time. See, I'm kind of a smart guy. I stuck around people that have been around a long time. I stuck around people that walk with God. I stuck around other men of God that could get a prayer through. I didn't hang out with all the young guys that didn't know none of that stuff. I wouldn't be here because most of them are not here. I'm serious. Let me say you something. If you really want God to honor you, I'm going to tell you a little secret. Respect God's people and his servants and the elders.
Amen.
I'm telling you, respect the elders and God's people and his servants. I'm telling you, God will look at that you respect his servants and his elders and his people. I'm telling you, God will bless your life. It may not be with money, but he will bless your life. This young king didn't do none of that. He didn't want to hear the counsel of the elders. Get out of here. I don't want to hear nothing you got to say. Y'all, folks, old foggies, don't you? I don't know nothing. This is a new day. We're hip, man. We're hip. We ain't got time for that old foggy stuff. That old fashioned holiness preaching. We don't want that. We want charisma. We want people to tell us whatever we want to hear. Bad counsel. The average preacher has no clue today what holiness is. They say, that's the old time coat. They're so stupid. That's right. I call them stupid. I call them dumb dogs that can't bark. The Bible is about holiness from Genesis to Revelation. That's who God is. He said, be holy, for I am holy. He said, be thou all men and holy with without. No man is going to see the Lord. I don't care how well you can preach. You ain't fooling me. I don't care what your name is. I don't care how big your television broadcast is. It don't mean dirt in God's sight. All you so-called big shot prosperity preachers, I hope you get right with God, that you're going to hell and then you're going to be turned into the lake of fire, and I can prove it in the Bible. One day I should preach a message on prosperity preaching. Maybe some of you turkeys will wake up. All right. Listen to this. Let's go to Jeremiah 23 and 22. Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 22 said, listen to this. Listen to this, you preachers out there, and false prophets, and fake apostles, and bishops that ain't got no wives, no children. That's right. I'm telling you, it ain't what the Bible say. Do it God's way. All right. Now, Jeremiah 23:22 plainly states, but if they have stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. I'll read it again. But if they have stood in my counsel and caused my people to hear my words, and then they should have turned them away from the evil of their doing. And the evil, from the evil of their doings, and from the evil way. That's for preachers. That's for prophets. That's for overseers. All you turkeys out there, misleading God's sheep, if you are stood in God's counsel and let him tell you something about who he is, you wouldn't be out there teaching a prosperity garbage. When you can be prosperous when you obey God's word. Obey this. He said he'll bless you going in and he'll bless you coming out. He don't need no special nothing. God don't change. God has never, ever, ever, ever changed. And my message ain't changed. I'm still going to cry holy. Love me or leave me. Make no difference. Amen. But preachers, if y'all had stood in God's counsel and let God say, I'm not talking about no seminary. I'm not talking about no Bible school either, because I've been there. Bible school and seminaries, Bible college, university, it does not make you a man or woman of God. You're just learning the scriptures. The Bible said the spirit killer, the letter killeth, but the spirit maketh alive. And if the spirit of God breathed upon his word, because it's living.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The counsel of God is going to stand. You fake prophets, you fake bishops. You don't even follow what the scripture says. You run around call yourself preaching it. You're nuts. You people listening to this broadcast, they don't understand that God does not change. You'll always be holy. You can say, whatever. You can say, whatever. But I'll tell you this, at the last day, you're going to give account. Because God's going to say, remember Pastor Wells was telling you that? And you said, whatever? These preachers, if they stood in God's counsel and caused his people to hear his word, they don't want to do that. They don't want to stand in God's counsel because it requires something. It requires a life because you can't go before God any other way. It requires a life. It requires that you live right. Every day. Every moment. It says, but if they had stood in my counsel and cause, my people. See, notice he said my people. He didn't say your people. A lot of these pastors say, my people. They ain't yours, your own, no souls. God just made you a shepherds over them. Under shepherds, because he's a great shepherd. And it says, and if it caused my people to hear my words, and then they should have turned them from their evil way. And from the evil of their doings.
Amen.
But no. You're also wrapped up entitled and all this other stupid garbage that you can't tell the truth. You're so busy begging Cash App me. I have Cash App. I do. But you ain't going to hear me say, Cash App me, please, please, please. Not going to happen. I ain't begging you for nothing. The Bible said Acts. I need people to support me with the TV broadcast so we can keep the TV broadcast on. I need that. That's true. I'm not going to beg you. The Bible said act. That's why I say go to the website. It's up to you. I got no oils to give you. I got no blessed nothing to give you. And I'm not going to be like everybody else with the book that I'm, whenever I finish editing. I supposed to be finished last year. I'm not going to be saying, send me $1,000 and I'll give you a free copy of my book. Listen, that's a scam. That's a scam. When you really think about it, they're saying, send me $1,000, $500, or $1,000, and I'll send you a free copy of my book. They're like marketers, you know? They need to open a marketing firm where they do that, where they're offering you a free book, when really you're paying $1,000 for the book. You don't know, but they do. They say, here they go. Yeah, I'm sending you a free copy for your love offering of $1,000. I'll send you a free copy of my new book. They just lying through their teeth. You ain't getting no free copy. You're paying $1,000 for it. That's how those scammers do.
Amen.
So they're being honest and said, listen, I need your support. Send us what you can. And we'll send you a free copy of the book. That's what you ought to do. But they are scammers and they scam. That's why the scripture said, if they have stood in his counsel, when you stand in the counsel of the Lord, you will be not working to deceive nobody. I'm telling you, when you stand in God's counsel, you will be not focusing on deceiving a soul. The Bible said, the soul that sinneth, it shall die, it shall not tarry in God's sight. What I like about it, y'all can get mad at me, but I didn't write it. It's in there. Y'all can burn all the Bibles. God has sent it down and burned it in someone's heart to tell. You can't stop the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah to that. I like that. I may die. God forbid. But his word is still standing. Amen.
Amen.
All right, let's move on. Let's go to Proverbs chapter 11. And verse 14. God is not going to change. I like that. God's not going to change. Because I know people change. People, you know what? People change like the weather. They change by season, you know. They like you in June, September, they can't stand you. I mean, come on. They go through the season of emotion. Okay. Chapter 11, verse 14 of Proverbs. Let's read what it says. Listen to this carefully, folks. Where no counsel is, the people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, there's safety. Did you hear that? Let me read it again. Where no counsel is, the people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, there's safety. That's telling you a whole lot. The Bible also says, without a vision, the people will perish.
Amen.
The Bible said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say do? He says, seek him. Get his counsel. Where no vision is, The people gonna die. A leader must have vision. A leader must know which way they're going. I ain't following nobody that don't know which way they're going. I don't care if it's in school. In fact, let's talk about school for a second. I was in college. The professor, I was taking a computer class, a web design class. This really happened, which I didn't know I shouldn't have done, but I did it anyway. So the professor was talking about the websites and stuff, and she did something wrong. So I told her, no, it don't go that way. Let me show you what to do. And I showed her, and all the class said, ooh, ooh, ooh. I felt good. I had myself on the back. But my wife told me later, she said, you did what? I said, I showed the teacher that they were wrong. She said, you shouldn't have done that. I said, why? You'll see. When I got my grade, she gave me a lower mark. I should have kept my mouth shut and played dumb. I didn't have counsel back then that you don't tell a professor they're wrong with their work because they're going to give you a bad mark. So I'm counseling anybody want to go to college. Zip your lips. Let the professor say what he wants. Pass the class and get out. But make sure you know the facts first. Counsel. I had counsel on that, not to tell the professor that. I would have got an A+, not a B+. Okay? Because I've been building websites for years, and I know all this, some of this stuff. And she did it wrong. So I thought I was being, you know, smart, helping her. And she said, thank you. And then she gave me a bad mark. Well, a lower mark. B+ is fine. But I should have got an A+. But I messed up with that. So let's look at this. Let's look at the verse again. Let's look at this verse again. It says, where no counsel is, the people fail. But in a multitude, that's where you got to have counselors. In a multitude of counselors, there's safety. There's safety when you have wise counselors around you. Amen. When you have people around you that know what they're talking about, where they're going, and how to get there, you'll have safety on your journey.
Amen.
I was talking to someone not too long ago about, I don't know what I'm talking about, my wife, or somebody I was talking to, and I was telling them about GPS. I was telling them about GPS. And I was telling them about GPS, that GPS could steer you wrong because my friend was going on across the bridge and the GPS would tell them to make a U-turn. So I said, you know what? Before GPS was out, there was MapQuest. You could go to MapQuest and look online and get the direction. And then, before that, it was old-fashioned map reading. However, if we had no counsel from none of them, we wouldn't know where to go. Generally speaking, if you've never been there, you would not know how to get there driving or taking a bus. Because even with a plane, some planes, you got to take a connecting flight. You got to know where you're going. You got to know how to get there. And that's the problem today. We lack counsel. Amen. On how to get where we want to go. This scripture really tells the story. It tells us in verse 14. It tells us in verse 14. It says, where no counsel is, the people fail. But in a multitude of counselors, there's safety as long as they're smart people. As long as they're the right type of counselors, you will have safety. You got dummies, you're going to get dumb stuff. You might wind up in the mud or the quicksand following people. I'm serious. Why? Because everybody is not smart. A king would never take advice from a jester. You know that? You know, a jester, somebody cuts up or have on like a dressed up like a clown, jumping up and down, carrying him. A king would never take advice from them. Never. He would never trust their word. Ever. He know he'll doom himself when he does. You got to be careful who you're listening to. Counsel is important, but it's the right type of counsel that'll make your day. The wrong type of counsel will destroy you. I'm telling you. Destruction is always waiting to gobble you up. Let's move on. Let's go to Psalms chapter 1. Let's go to Psalms chapter 1, verse 1. Listen to this. Psalms chapter 1, verse 1 says, "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful." Let me read that again. Blessed is the man, put yourself there. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Did you hear that? You're blessed when you walk not in the counsel and direction of the ungodly. It says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. It is important that you understand the counsel you follow has to be sound, feasible, and safe.
Amen.
The reason why he said, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, because it's going to save your life. Because where you walk could be where you drop. You got to be careful. I'm not kidding. You got to be careful where you're walking. I know everybody say, well, where the sole of my foot on that will God give me. You better make sure God told you to walk there.
Amen.
You don't believe me? In the New Testament, the apostles were forbidden to go into a certain city and preach. He told them not to go into that city. I don't know the reason why, because I know God is all powerful. But God told them not to go in that city. It would not have been beneficial to them. It was beneficial to go elsewhere. He told them not to go into that city. If they went, they would have been on their own. I never forget the story of, I told the story before, and it's a true story, about some missionaries that, supposed to be missionaries, they went to Africa. Africa, I think it was. It was Africa. They went to Africa. And my friend, one of the men of God I know, went with them. They all went. All of them was told not to go the other route. These young brothers would not listen. They rejected the counsel that was given not to go that other route. When they left that service, they took that route. They never found their bones, their body, nothing. Something ate them. Did you hear me? Something ate them. You got to follow the counsel that's given to you. You got to follow the direction that's given to you.
Amen.
You fool around out there, Africa, them lions, and those eyes. I even seen it on the video with this lady. The husband and the wife was arguing, right? Actually on video. I'm serious. They out there, you know how everybody go visit the they do the drive-through to where the animals at. Well, they must be didn't know that there was a lion hiding in the bushes. I don't know, husband and wife getting out to argue about who's gonna drive. She got out the car. Soon as she opened that door and got out the car, the lion just scooped and grabbed her. I'm dead serious. He just scooped and grabbed her. The husband panicking and he's getting out of the passenger side trying to figure out what he's gonna do if he's gonna go rescue his wife. I'm not gonna lie. I wouldn't have been gone. I would have got back in the car because I'm not getting eaten today. I'm not getting eaten with my wife today. She's on her home. You got to use wisdom and have counsel. I'm not making it up. It's on YouTube. Search about it. It's there. I'm not making that up. I ain't made up nothing. I told you. It's all real. But the scripture is, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. Don't be scornful against people. Stop holding your nose up. You better. You ain't better than nobody because you got a little more money. Got a nicer home. That's temporary garbage, man. Somebody could swipe your bank account. I know of a story where they bought the house. They bought the lady's house while she was in the house. She didn't even know her house was sold. The people that bought the house, and they all lost the house. The state took it. That's funny how stuff could go on. So the Bible says, don't walk in that counsel ungodly. Don't stand in the way of sinners, keeping up from hearing God's word. And don't sit in the seat of a scornful person. You want God to bless your life? Obey God's word, and he'll bless your life. Obey God's word, and he will bless you going in, and he'll bless you coming out. That's how God works. Let's move on. Let's go to Psalms 106. Psalms 106 and verse 13. Listen to this. Psalm 106 and 13 said, they soon forgot his work and waited not for his counsel. After a while, God done a few things for you, or you heard the legend of God doing things, they forgot it. They didn't want to wait on his counsel. That's like a lot of young women. I ain't waiting on God, young man. I ain't waiting on God to give me no wife. I ain't waiting on God to give me no husband. I'm going to get my own. I don't need God to tell me what to do. I'm doing what I want to do. I'm living my life on my terms. You have no idea. The Bible said that no man liveth to himself. No. The Bible makes it plain. No man liveth to himself, nor dieth to himself. The Bible said that we're not the one that's controlling what we're doing. Either God is helping us, controlling us, or the devil is. I know that makes some people say, no, that's not true. Go read the Bible still. But the whole thing in this scripture, it says they soon, Psalm 106 and 13 says, they soon forgot his works and they waited not for his counsel. They didn't want to hear God. I ain't waiting. In this day and age, you better wait on God. Because you don't know what's outside. You don't know what could transpire. So much craziness today. You really need God's counsel. You really need God's direction. You really need God's wisdom. You really do. Amen. You really need God to work with you every step of the way. And you got to pray over your children. Pray over your family for God's protection and the blood of Jesus to cover them. You know what? You could keep being religious. I don't want nothing to do with religion. I'm interested in salvation because religion has no eternal benefit. It's just funny that people, they say, I was born a Baptist, I'm going to die a Baptist. That's your choice. But I never seen nobody come out of their mother's womb saying, I'm a Baptist, I'm a Methodist. I ain't never seen that. Let's stop lying. I'm a conservative. Stop lying. When are y'all going to learn to tell the truth? How in the world? You know what the Bible said in Revelation 21 and 8? All lies shall have their part in the lake of fire that burneth with fire and brimstone. Stop lying. Did that demon that's in that guy in the White House that got that big giant lying spirit, did it jump in you that you can't stop lying to? You better let somebody pray and get you delivered. Psalms 106 and 13 says, they soon forgot his works, and they waited not for his counsel. They forgot the things that God done. They forgot the God that brought them. Some of them didn't have nothing, and God gave them something, and they still forgot him.
Amen.
That's how we are. This flesh, so-called flesh, is a mess. Ain't no good thing in it. Let's move on real quick. We almost finished. Let's go to Psalms 81. Let's go to Psalms 81 real quick. And verse 12. And it reads as such. This is what God had to say about you folks that don't want to listen to his counsel. So I gave them up to their own hearts, lust, and they walked in their own counsels. You got to be careful. Listen to this. I'll read again. So I gave them up to their own hearts, lust, and they walked in their own counsels. That's when you're gone, buddy. That's when you've been cut off. And God cuts you off because you're going to do what you want to do. You don't want to hear what he has to say. And then you're claiming to know him. He's going to cut your behind off. People say, God in love, God don't destroy nobody. You're right. You caused it to happen. Listen, it says, in this verse, it says, so I gave them up to their what? Own heart lust. And let them walk. And they walk in their own counsel. This is what I think is right. This is what I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to do. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do. It's all about you. And to God cut you off. I never forget a story of a couple of brothers that went to the church I raised in the Tabernacle. Spiritually. And these brothers were living shabby, doing some nasty stuff. And God told them, I'm going to cut you off. He really did. He said it. Out of those three brothers, only one listened. The other two wind up dying from AIDS. Yeah? One listened. And he's alive today. One listened. He was willing to hear the counsel of God.
Amen.
And repent and call on God for mercy. Today, he's a beloved brother in the sight of all the saints that know him. Everybody love him right there. In a godly sight. Godly manner. How we respond to God's word tells us how we will live eternally.
Amen.
You can be turned over to the lust of your own heart to do your own counsel and get cut off. Can't do what you want to do. Not when you're saying you're walking with God. You have to follow his word. Not a preacher's word, but this word. God cut them off. All right, let's go to Psalms 20 and 4. We're just about finished right here. Psalm verse 20. Psalms chapter 20, excuse me, and verse 4. I love this psalm. It does something to me. I'm gonna read from the first verse. I just love this psalm. The Lord hear thee in a day of trouble. The name of God, of the God of Jacob, defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt offering or a burnt sacrifice, shall I? Verse 4. Grant thee according to thy own heart. And fulfill all thy petition. Oh, excuse me. And fulfill all thy counsel. I'm going to read it again. Grant thee, verse 4, grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. Listen to this. When you walk before God, he'll give you the desires of your heart because you're not going to ask him for nothing outside of his word. You're not going to ask for him nothing contrary to what his word say. And he'll grant you. I'll read it again. Grant thee according to thy own heart and fulfill all your counsel. God will fulfill the desires and counsel, the things that you will desire to do for him. God will honor that when you honor him. That's why he said, why call me Lord, Lord, and do not the things that I say do. The Bible said, when I say unto the wicked, they shall surely die. They shall not tarry in my sight. You got to show people that. That's why I'm straightforward. I tell you, you got to be holy. I know preachers don't mention holiness no more. That's not my business. My business is to preach the gospel, the whole thing, not some of it. Not just about God is going to bless you, because God's going to bless you anyway. If you obey him. When we obey God, we will receive full kingdom blessing. The Bible said it's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit saith the Lord. It's by God's spirit. It's by his power. It's by his anointing. It's by his strength that these things are done. God will never change. You know what? If I could just get people to accept the fact that God won't change, I think things will get better for a lot of people. But then you're going to realize you got to obey what God says. As we do the TV broadcast, entering into over 50 million homes, I pray that some of them homes will be affected by this message. These messages on Tuesday nights when it's broadcast. That some of these people will really consider the way they live in and the things that they're doing, that they really truly need to stop being religious and get right with God. It's not about me patting myself on the back. It's about showing them they need to walk with God peacefully and individually and godly. Every message that God gives me is for them to walk with God. Even Bible study, those of you that come into the Bible study, it's to help you walk with God.
Amen.
When we obey God, we're going to get results. All of us. We all are going to get results. Bow your head with me for a minute, those of us watching the broadcast now. I want to pray for those that's not saved. I want to pray for those that may be sick in their bodies. That God would touch your life with healing and deliverance. Breaking yokes in your life. Those of you that's not saved, repeat after me. It's a simple sinner's prayer that I always do. Repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I ask you to wash me in your precious blood. Come into my life right now and save me. Become my Lord and my personal Savior. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen. Let me pray for y'all that need healing or deliverance or guidance during the week. Father, I thank you for every little soul under the sound of my voice right now. I ask that you touch them from the crown of their heads to the soles of their feet. I ask that you bring healing and deliverance in their lives. I ask that you break yokes in their lives, oh God. I bind the hands of Satan off their lives right now. I claim victory in their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. By faith, we do these things. We accept prayer by faith and deliverance. Now, listen. Go to the website, tabernacledeliveranceinc.org. Oh, yeah, I want to thank you all that have said that sent love gifts, love offerings to help for the TV broadcast. I'm grateful for it. Continue to do so. We can keep the air on the line, the service on the air. Okay, now listen. Go to the website. Give us your testimony. Go to the testimonial page. I had people send a testimony. Yes, send us so we know who you are. If you need prayer, send a prayer request. And go to the Become a Partner page. And learn more about us and what we're trying to we'll be doing. Until Wednesday night for Bible study, those of you who can make it, be faithful to God. Get God counsel. Remember, the website. Oh, yeah. Listen to those that you're watching. On Wednesday night, you can go to the website, tabernacledeliveranceinc.org, and go to the online service and drop it down, and you'll see Wisdom for Life Bible study, and you can pick out. You can print out the Bible study on Wednesday night, next Wednesday night. It won't be the new next week's won't be up to Tuesday night. So you'll be able to pull it down. All right. I'll see you on Wednesday. God bless.